Suzanne Kane on 98FM.
I am like a beacon of light and information right now because we're big fans of star signs, right? Because we are both Geminis.
Yes, we are.
And apparently what we've been told is that Geminis working together work quite well.
Hence the reason why we're here.
Hence the reason why we're here. But the Gen Z generation, they're really starting to get in. Yeah, you.
That's me.
I wish
I
it was me.
I just put my hand up. It's me.
Age between 13 to 28. They're apparently looking to the star signs. Now, I remember whenever my dad used to bring home the papers, I would be delighted to get to the star sign.
Yes.
And I would read it as if I had just been told like that this was like carbon news.
This is about you and you only. Yeah.
So I always try and read it if I can see it. But you see lately there's people on Instagram who do full on videos, and when you know when your star sign is coming up, when your month is coming up,
yes,
they'll give full on recaps as to how your month is going to go.
No, this is true.
I have a friend Jenny who sends me anything that has in relation to do with me, and she's not even a Gemini, but she always sends me this like this stuff.
Oh, that's
about,
so thoughtful.
I know.
Will you send that to me then afterwards?
One. Give us a bit of hope there in life, will
yes,
you?
Please. I have a few Instagram accounts that I follow as well that are to do with Geminis because like that, I think for people, right, there's a certain skepticism around astrology and star signs and stuff like that.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, and my reasoning behind liking this whole thing is it brings you a bit of comfort. And I know people will be like, oh, it's so generic, like, you know, but you can fit like whatever the words are and whatever your daily horoscope is to whatever is going on in your life.
Listen, if I could believe the Power Rangers were real for so many years, believing somebody telling me some information about myself, I think I'm okay with that.
Yes.
So we wanted to delve into it. Today is May the 7th, 2025. If you're out there, this goes for everybody. You may receive some important information today. This message could have a dramatic ripple effect on your life. You may change jobs or even move to a different part of the country.
Oh.
All as a result of the information you receive. You may be nervous about making such dramatic changes to your life, but trust that they're for the better. Dare to take a risk, Gemini?
Oh, so this
if
is for
you
the
are
Geminis
for the Geminis,
today.
Which is kind of, you know, wow.
That's interesting. Okay. So you could be moving jobs or moving to a different part of the country. So some kind of movement is basically aligning for Geminis today.
So whatever the news that arrives to you today is going to have a ripple effect in your life, whether it's a move for job, a move for country, county, whatever it might be. You might be nervous about the dramatic change, but trust me, they're for the better.
Wow. Okay, see, you have to kind of take the little nuggets in that and apply them to yourself, don't you?
100%.
Astrology is such a big thing on social media as well. Apparently, as of January just gone, more than 4.5 million videos have been posted or tagged astrology on TikTok alone.
I'm interested to know whether the listener is into it or is
yes.
a bit like, ah, sure, it's all gobbledygook.
Yeah, let us know. Is this something that you follow? Are you grabbing the magazine daily and having a read of your daily horoscope? Do you believe it? What are your thoughts? 087-798-9898.
And are you a Gemini who's just listened to that horoscope that I've just given and kind of gone, oh my God, I want to know it all.
Yes.
I'm dying for the gossip.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
Paul, what do you think is an attractive male trait?
As in, when you're eyeing up somebody, like?
Yeah, when you're interested in someone, mm-hmm. maybe, you know, you want to see where things go. If you're looking for someone, what do you look for?
I'm relatively fickle in appearance of body. Like, I like somebody who kind of looks after themselves, maybe is in good shape. But a big one for me is accents. I will fall for somebody because of their accent and their mannerism within that accent. Obviously, my husband is from the north of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
When I met him, I used to melt. Mm. I remember the first time he sent me a voice note. I was like,
I'm in love with him already.
I'm in love with him already.
In love with the voice, in love with him. Anything else then, your accent would be your number one, is it?
Accent, and I'm sorry, I am, what's the word when you only look at somebody for their appearance?
Shallow.
Okay, Jesus, she said that with, you said that with some determination.
Thanks Cheryl,
I'm ready. I definitely think that somebody with a nice muscular physique is quite good, but that's just personal appearance.
I would say for me, I think hair is very important.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sean has lovely hair.
He has lovely hair. Great hairline as well.
Ah.
What else would I go for? Like, we don't want to say personality. We're talking about kind of the more physical traits. And I would include accent in being a physical trait too,
yeah.
in a way. There is a new poll that came out today. 2,000 people were asked to rank the most attractive male traits. The list is actually kind of surprising to me anyways, personally, when I think about what I consider attractive in a man.
Yeah.
So the full top 10, right, we'll go from 1 to 10. The most attractive male trait, according to this, is muscular build.
See, I told you, I wasn't alone on that. Mm. I definitely think that a muscular build is just a nice thing to look at. But then I've met friends of mine who go, ah, no. No, too much. I like a bit of, you know, soft.
Yeah, I would kind of be like that as well. Now, the muscular thing wouldn't bother me as much, but just once someone is living, like you said, a healthy lifestyle, they take care of themselves, that's fine. The second thing on this list, a bald head.
So we laughed in the pre-show meeting when this was said, right? And our boss, Pat, looked at me and I was like, I'm not going to say it yet. But do you know who I have a fascination with who has a bald head?
Oh, go on.
Max Branning from EastEnders.
Oh, sorry.
Do you not remember that?
Yeah.
So when that was said, I was like, yeah.
And
well,
also, Max used to get all the women in EastEnders. If you think about this, there's actually parallels.
There was like, he had Stacey, he had his wife, he had everybody falling after him.
Yeah.
So
Max,
I get
Branning.
It. No, in at number three, I'm glad I have them, some blue eyes.
I have blue eyes as well. Boyfriend also does as well, so...
In at number four, this doesn't get me now. My husband has one, but I think I look past it now. He has a beard.
Facial hair, yeah. This is a big thing as well. Wouldn't really bother me. I wouldn't put it this high on the list.
I wouldn't be mad now after a handlebar mustache, but a bit of a beard doesn't go too...
If you have one, I'm so sorry, but like, no.
Just personal. It's all personal preference.
It's nothing personal, yeah.
Five and six have to do with hair, dark hair, curly hair. Okay. Seven, high cheekbones.
Oh.
Eight, blonde hair, which I'm kind of raging about. Nine is green eyes.
Oh, okay. So blue are preferred over green.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And in at number 10 is the hairy chest.
A hairy chest.
No, I'm okay with that now, but it's smooth.
Yeah, I'd be the same as well. This list is kind of surprising. The only things I would probably take from it are maybe the blue eyes, definitely.
Yeah.
Blonde hair. Yeah, that's kind of it.
Yeah, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah.
Schmad for a trip to Sweden is there. IKEA over there.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.